عن الإسلام، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت حق لله. والإيمان آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وباليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى رب العالمين والبعث بعد الموت حقا. والإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك، وهكذا ورد في الحديث. ما شاء الله أنتم علماء، أسألني سؤال أنا لازم أسألكم منه.
نحن علماء الشرعية
الحمد لله. أصل الشريعة، من تصور بدون شريعة فقد تزندر. ما ينفع التصور بدون شريعة، كما أن الشريعة لا تنفع بدون الحقيقة. الحقيقة والشريعة متلازمان، بحران متلازمان مع بعضهم البعض، لا يجوز أن يفرق بينهما، لا يفرق بين الحقيقة والشريعة إلا جاهل، عالم جاهل يفرق بين الحقيقة وبين الشريعة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دستور يا سيدي مدد، you ask supportation. First of all you ask مدد. مدد means supportation. We ask madad, supportation from Sultan of Awliya, from Sultan of Awliya, from Seed of Awliya, from Sultan of Anbiya and Seed of Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are weak servants to Allah Almighty. He is the Almighty and we are His weak servant. We ask from Allah Almighty to help us, to teach us, to support us, to help us, to protect us, to bless us, to forgive us, to mercy us. We are in need all the time for the mercies of Allah Almighty and for the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. Especially Yawm al-Qiyamah, when everyone is going to His book be opened in front of all by Allah Almighty. How much we need forgiveness at that time. How much we need mercy from Allah Almighty. So that we'll not be ashamed in between children of Adam, billions of children of Adam. Every one of them to know and to see what we have done in this life. Open books, nothing hidden. And so Allah Almighty, His name is As-Sattar, the one who covers. And we ask Allah Almighty to cover our sins, to cover our badness, not to show it between mankind, and Allah Almighty to make the Malaika forget it and to erase it, and Allah Almighty by His generosity to change it for us from badness to goodness, from sins to good tidings and the blessing. He can do whatever He wants. Shaykh Alim, Shaykh Yahya, Shaykh Zakaria was asking now me, tell us about Islam, about Iman, about Ihsan. Even there is hadith for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was given by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, Khalif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once they were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all at a sudden, one huge man, fully with lights, dressed by white, no any trace of dust on his clothes, entering and sitting in between the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was asking, "Oh my beloved Muhammad, what is Islam?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Islam is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. من مذهب سيدنا أبو حنيفة they say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Why they say like this, they don't say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله, while all other مذهب and how it is given from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. And he say I am عبد الله ورسوله. Rasulullah said on himself I am عبد الله ورسوله. And for this سيدنا أبو حنيفة taking from this hadith which Rasulullah saying I am عبد الله ورسوله, he is saying عبده ورسوله, making the name Allah to enter into the pronoun who, عبده ورسوله. And also because Allah is the ذكر of أصحاب اليمين. You know أصحاب اليمين, أصحاب اليمين the right أصحاب اليمين وما أصحاب اليمين. Allah Almighty is saying in the Holy Quran, which means the right hand, whom their books of the right hand full with blessings and good tidings and good deeds, they are أصحاب اليمين. Their ذكر is Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And for this all مذهب taken by أصحاب اليمين. سيدنا أبو حنيفة taken by والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون. What is the meaning of مقربون? The مقربون which mean the ones whom they are so close to Allah Almighty. They are in neighborhood with Allah Almighty. Their zikr is not by Allah. Their zikr is by who? The zikr of muqarrabin, the one's neighborhood to Allah Almighty is who? Our soul, in ocean of the souls, the zikr of them is who? While the zikr of the physical body is Allah, 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 Allah. The zikr of nafs, the zikr of the ego, of our son, of our nafs is La ilaha illallah, teaching our nafs that there is no God except Allah Almighty. Because always our egos, our selves say we are also a God. We are something, we are important. They are not humble enough to respect that there is no God except Allah Almighty. And for this the zikr of the eagles is La ilaha illallah. The zikr of the Jannah people, paradise people is Allah. The zikr of the neighborhood of Allah Almighty is who? Because the name, the greatest name of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty named himself by himself, is not appeared yet. Cannot be entered into letters, because the letters related to this world, to this dunya, to this life, and Allah Almighty is a creator, and the letters are a created thing, cannot carry a created thing, anything related to a creator. And so the name of Allah Almighty till now, which Rasulullah one in three eternal was making zikr to Allah Almighty by the name of Allah Almighty, which no one know it except Allah Almighty, no one yet even can hear it or know about it. What is the name? The real name. And Allah Almighty giving to all children of Adam alayhi salam, to Jannah people, paradise people, call me by Allah. Call me by Allah. This name I am giving you. But the real name of Allah Almighty no one can reach, because it is something behind letters, over letters. It's not entering into letters, the name of Allah Almighty. Once Grand Sheikh, Sultan of Awliya, Seer of Awliya, Shaykh Abdullah al-Daghestani qaddas Allah sirruh, his maqam in Sham al-Sharif, in Damascus. In Sham al-Sharif is the ocean of Awliya, is the capital of Awliya. Every Monday, evening of Monday, eve of Monday, eve of Thursday, eve of Friday, the spirituality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 124,000 prophets, Sahaba, 124,000 awliya, Qutb, Qutb al-Bilad, Qutb al-Irshad, Qutb al-Aqtab, Qutb al-Mutasarrif, and the Ghaus, all they will come spiritually in the three nights in Sham, Sham al-Sharif. And always the real maqam of Sultan of Awliya always is in Sham al-Sharif. And so this Sultan al-Awliya nowadays, Mawlana Shaykh Nazim, he says, physically I am in Cyprus, but really my maqam and my throne in Sham, Sham al-Sharif. And he has another physical spiritual body in Mecca, always sitting on the black stone at the throne for him. And also he has another throne in Rawzatul Sharifa in Madinatul Munawwara. And another spiritual physical body for him in the dome of happiness of Sahib al-Zaman, Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And one spirituality of him always in Bayt al-Ma'mur. This always, continuously, in these, the Sultan of Awliya must be in these five places. Five maqams. And so once again, Shaykh, he was not ordinary person. He is not looks like us. No. Anyone looking at him, he know he is something as if coming from another planet. Something different. He is mankind, but different than mankind. When you look at his face, his turban, his dress, you see something coming from perhaps the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or coming from another world. Something different from human being. Once a sheikh was asking him the same question, telling him, Sheikh, my grand sheikh stop. When he used to walk grand sheikh, 70 kings of jinn with him as security all the time. 70,000 type of malaika with him whenever he is moving. Like this he was. And so he stopped him, all day stopped, all this security with him stopped. He asked him, tell me about Islam. He told him, what he answered him? He didn't answer him that Islam is ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah wa iqamu salati, to pray five prayers, wa iqamu zakati, to give zakah, wa sawmu ramadan, to fast month of ramadan, and wa hajju al-bayt, to go to hajj, to make hajj for the Kaaba. He told him, my son, he was addressing the sheikh, he told him, my son, I am 125 years old. Until now I am searching for Islam. I didn't yet smell the smell of Islam. I am searching. Can you guide me to find Islam? I am not yet finding Islam. Because the real Islam is totally submitting yourself to Allah Almighty by all means. Not Islam is to pray or to fast or to give zakah or to make hajj, but to enter into ashhadu an la ilaha illallah in every tiny atom, in all divinely names and divinely attributes of Allah Almighty, which is all endorsed in La ilaha illallah, to dress them and to appear by the oneness of Allah Almighty, by wahdaniyatullah, by the uniqueness of Allah Almighty, to be Khalif and representing him. Illa ilaha illallah. Then to enter into the divinely world which Allah Almighty chooses for himself, that everything appearing in his divinely ocean of unity, wahdaniyya, to appear in it, and is the divinely world of Muhammadun Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Until you dress by this, no chance to smell the smell of Islam. This to awliya. While for us to say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah is enough. This is according to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us, so that we will not be punished, so that we will be protected not to be thrown into Jahannam by saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, Islam is only ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. After a while, they were busy, they were at the first of Islam, there was no yet order for praying. They used all the time to say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then he said, yes, there is wa iqamu salat, to pray five prayers. And they start to pray. After praying, this is only Islam, he said, no, there is more. وَإِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ, because too difficult one to spend his money for the sake of Allah Almighty. وَإِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ, to give zakah, to pay money for the sake of Allah Almighty. Because this is what you are going to have as a money in Akhirah, to enter to Jannah by it. This is what is going to remain. And all other money you are going to leave in this life, and you will go empty-handed to the grave. You are not going to take with you anything. Then they told him, anything else? He said, yes, there is fasting month of Ramadan. And then when they started to fast, they were changing from darkness to light. All their sins were erased, and they were dressed by light, and they were sparkling, brightened on by lights of fasting, because Allah Almighty saying, fasting, I will erase darkness and sins from you, and dress you by a special light from my divine, the ocean of light. For this Allah ordered us to fast months of Ramadan, not for our body to make diet, no. They said this only, he said no, there is also وَحَجُّ الْبَيْتِ, go and make Hajj. This is the five pillars of Islam. Then this holy person was asking Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, about Iman, what is Iman? And he was telling him, you must have Iman, faith in Allah Almighty. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وملائكته, and the angel ملائكة, وكتبه ورسله, وباليوم الآخر, which means the day when you meet Allah Almighty, وبالقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى رب العالمين, and by what Allah Almighty decided for you, the qadr, what Allah Almighty made decision for you, even it is good or bad, according to the will of Allah Almighty, it is from Allah Almighty. You must have faith in it. And the real Iman, the first step in real Iman, the first step in the first station of Iman, what is this? And this Shaykh was asking them about Iman. He told them, my son, Islam, we didn't yet smell the smell of it. We didn't yet taste it. You are asking me about Iman, I will tell you a story. And he was telling him, in time of Musa alayhi salam, one neighbor, he said, oh Musa, I don't have Iman. When you go to talk with Allah Almighty, please ask Allah Almighty to give me Iman. Because He has ocean of Imans, Allah Almighty. Ask Him, as you like, my neighbor. But He told him, you don't believe, you don't have Iman, faith in Allah Almighty and in me as a prophet. He said, yes, but this is not Iman. Iman is like an ocean. Iman is like a mountain where no one can reach its bottom or its top. Like this Iman. And so, Sayyidina Musa, after finishing talking with Allah Almighty in the mountain of Sinai, he said, oh Allah Almighty, my neighbor is asking, he wants Iman. He doesn't have Iman. Ya Musa, Allah Almighty was replying, Sayyidina Musa answering him, Ya Musa, the ocean of Imans which I have is so huge. I am going, tell your neighbor, I am going to take a drop, a tiny drop. How you put a needle in an ocean of water and what comes on the needle? Tiny drop of water. This tiny drop of Iman, I am going to split it to a small tiny atoms which cannot be seen even by all the power of all the prophets. I am going to send this small tiny of atom of an Iman to your neighbor, tell him. Is enough for him. As you like, Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Musa, then Sayyidina Musa returning to his neighbor to tell him what Allah Almighty told him. But he found his neighbor looking at heavens, at sky, his eyes opening his mouth, without any moving. He's not moving at all, even only breath. Then Sayyidina Musa coming and shaking him. My neighbor, he was not here to turn his face to Sayyidina Musa. Then he shake him more. And Sayyidina Musa was strong. He shake him very strongly, but no one to answer. Then he used the power of a prophecy, Sayyidina Musa. And he was one of the five prophets whom Allah Almighty dressed them by the highly maqam of prophecy. And so he used this maqam of prophecy and he was shaking him, and this neighbor was not moving or turning his face to Sayyidina Musa. No one. Then Allah Almighty calling Musa, leave him. To Yawm al-Qiyamah. He will die like this. He is going to remain like this until Yawm al-Qiyamah. When he is going to meet me, he will be again awakened by this small tiny atom of Iman, which Allah Almighty sent it to the neighbor. How about us? Where is the Iman of us? Balance our Iman. Then the Shaykh, he told him, I am satisfied by your answer. I like to be one of your followers. And he take bayah and follow with all his murid to Grand Sheikh, this Sheikh. He was happy from Grand Sheikh because he showed him totally humbleness. Not to see yourself, I have Islam, I have Iman, I am praying, I am fasting, I am a Sheikh, I am something important. No, nothing. Allah is everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everything. We are nothing. We are weak as servants to Allah Almighty. We are in need for forgiveness from Allah Almighty. Then about Ihsan, and this was then asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا هُوَ الْإِحْسَانُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He asked, Sayyidina Jibreel was asking Rasulullah in front of all Sahaba, tell me about Ihsan. He told them, Ihsan, which is higher than Iman, is and to worship Allah Almighty as if you are seeing Him. Because if you are not seeing Him, He is seeing you. To worship Allah Almighty, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. To worship Allah Almighty as if you are seeing Him. Because if you are not seeing Him, He is seeing you. Which means, to be all the time saying that Allah Almighty watching you, observing you, witnessing you, with you, in prayer or worshipping or out of worshipping, because your existence by the existence of Allah Almighty. This is the ihsan which Sharia and ulama teach. The real ihsan, what is the real ihsan? And Mawlana say the real ihsan is to worship Allah Almighty as if you are seeing Allah Almighty. You worship Him as if you are seeing Him. Because if you are not, and He put a stop here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means if you are not anymore existing, no more humanity in you, no more ego in you, no more self in you, then you will be light of Allah Almighty, and by this light you can see Allah Almighty. This is ihsan, to reach to a maqam to be light of Allah Almighty, to be light of the divinely ocean of lights of Allah Almighty, and then you can see Allah Almighty. As Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa karram Allah wajha, Khalif of Rasulullah and the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, never I make sujood to non-seen Allah Almighty, to non-seen God. مَا سَجَدْتُ لِرَبِّ اللَّهِ يُرَى. I didn't make sujood to a God which is unseen for me. Always I am making sujood unseen between the hand of Allah Almighty, seeing His divinely lights of the divinely essence of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty shining, His lights. No one can see the essence of Allah Almighty. But everyone whom he eliminates himself, reach to maqam, annihilation, fana'un fillah, then he will be dressed by lights of wahdaniyya, of oneness of Allah Almighty. Lights of unity of Allah Almighty. Lights of divinely ocean of lights of Allah Almighty, and by these lights he can see Allah Almighty. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the night journey, when he was all alone proceeding over the maqam of Jibreel alayhi salam, he was totally annihilated, fana'un fillah, no more there is a physical body of Muhammad or Rasulullah. There it was only picture, and reality was lights of Allah Almighty. And then by these lights he was able to meet the divinely presence of Allah Almighty, and he say, I saw Allah Almighty by the eyes of Allah Almighty. Not by eyes of Muhammad, but I saw Allah Almighty by the eyes of Allah Almighty. This was coming on the hadith of Rasulullah in the Sharia book. And for this Sharia and reality are something to be together. You cannot say Sharia alone and reality alone. Sharia is the foundation of reality. And reality is built on Sharia. But the reality is built on the azimah of the Sharia, on the love of the Sharia. In the Sharia there is love. Make you to reach to maqam to love Allah Almighty, to love Rasulullah, to love nation of Rasulullah, to love human being, to love mankind, to love all creation, to see all of them, they represent the power and divinely presence of Allah Almighty, and to love them and respect them as you love and respect to Allah Almighty. When you build reality on love, then it will be coming big and big on you until your heart will be totally clean and nothing will harm it, and only the throne of Allah Almighty will descend to your heart, and your heart will be house of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty forgive us and mercy us and erase our sins and change them to good deeds and to clean our hearts and make it our house to be houses of Allah Almighty. Allah, Allah. Mercy us, O Allah Almighty, support us, O Allah Almighty, make us sincere servants to you, sincere Ummah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sincere Muris and followers to Grand Shaykh, to Mawlana Shaykh, to Sahib al-Zaman, bi hurmat al-Habib, bi hurmat al-Fatiha.
وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده الذي يبصش به ولسانه الذي ينطق به أجعله ربانيا إذا قال للشيء كن فيكون أو في رواية ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying how much you approach to Allah Almighty by Sharia, by Sunnah of Rasulullah, by Zikrullah, by prayers, how much you approach, how much you will be close to Allah Almighty, how much Allah will love you. If Allah Almighty loves you, when you love, which means come to a station where it is attracting the love of Allah Almighty toward you. When Allah will love you, then He will dress you from His eyes to your eyes, from His ears to your ears, from His tongue to your tongue, from His hand to your hand. He will dress you by divine the attributes and names of Allah Almighty, making you godly, you say to something be, it will be. And all by what? By love. And love without Sharia cannot come. You cannot love Allah Almighty or Rasulullah or Awliya or Ahlul Bayt without following them. And for this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying in the Holy Quran, Allah is saying, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you say you love Allah Almighty, then follow me. Follow me. تَبِعُونِي. Follow me. Really then you will reach to maqam that Allah will love you and you love Allah Almighty. Without following Rasulullah, without following the Sharia, without following the secrets and wisdom and reality coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No way to reach to love of Allah Almighty. How much you make dhikr, how much you make prayers, how much you worship, not built on love and Sharia, never will give fruits. And Allah Almighty is saying, I am not looking for whatever you are doing. I am looking at your heart. If there is love toward me, I love you. If there is love, you are praying with love, you are worshipping with love, you are coming to me with love, then you are most welcome. You are coming to me with laziness. You are praying as a routine. You are praying as if you must pray, you are obliged to pray. I don't like this. I don't like all your worshipping. Shaitan, before he was Shaitan, he used to worship and pray and to make sujood to Allah Almighty. But it was all built with hatred, not with love. And for this Allah, what he did? Allah Almighty, He cursed him and cursed all his worshipping and kicked him out and made him shaitan. What benefit from all his worshipping? Nothing. And the same
All our worshipping, if it is not with love and respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Allah Almighty, never it will be pleasing Allah Almighty. You will get ajr. You, Allah will give you, as he is saying, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The one who will do goodness, even less than an atom, I am going to give him reward. And if he is doing bad, I am giving also badness for him. But the one who wants to be awliya, the one who wants to be with awliya, the one who wants to be with Ahlul Baytul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who wants to be in neighborhood with Sahaba and Khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali, the one who wants to be in neighborhood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who wants to be in neighborhood with Allah Almighty, he must, as Allah Almighty saying, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. If you love Allah Almighty, follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who follows, Allah will dress him by love. And when you are dressed by love, then you will be in neighborhood to Allah Almighty. You will be in neighborhood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this way cannot be shown how to be in neighborhood to Allah Almighty and to Rasulullah except through awliya or Ahlul Bayt. If there is Ahlul Bayt whom they are awliya, or awliyaullah whom they are from the spiritual line of Rasulullah, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, or physical one whom they are lines from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa karram Allah wajah, they can guide you and lead you and show you how to be in love with Rasulullah and Allah Almighty, and to be in neighborhood to Rasulullah and neighborhood to Allah Almighty. And all of us, what we want all our life, how many years we are going to live? Several years, 50 years, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, then finish to grave. Then there you will be awakened up. You will wake up, where I am, where I am. Either you are in neighborhood to Allah Almighty or you are far away from Allah Almighty. Then you will start to blame yourself, but no benefit, finish. Now Allah Almighty loves the one whom they are brought up in love of Rasulullah and love of Allah Almighty. The one whom they are searching for Allah Almighty. The one whom they are searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is searching for this life, to be prosperous life for him. And no one is searching to find Allah Almighty. No one searching to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this Rasulullah, keep all awliya hiding them, hidden, no more in between people, either in maqams, either in the maqams underground, or they are hidden. Go all over the world, you will not be able to find a real awliya. There is plenty of awliya whom they are pious men, good people, religious people, but you will not find awliya whom make you to find Allah Almighty or to find Rasulullah. Whom they make you to reach to the divinely presence of Allah Almighty or the divinely presence of Rasulullah. There is only now one, Rasulullah keeping it in between people, appearing, and he is Sultan of Awliya, our Shaykh Mawlana Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani in Cyprus.
Alhamdulillah.
And otherwise difficult to find. Now, before in, for example, here in this country, Sri Lanka, 100 years ago, plenty of Awliya and bad there was. From 100 years and down, no more. In every country the same, all they are hidden. Doesn't mean that there is no awliya, but Rasulullah hiding all awliya because no one is respecting anymore. No one is coming to them and asking them, please guide us to find Allah Almighty. Please guide us to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays all awliya, people coming to them, pray for us for prosperous lives.
to be rich in dunya, to have good life, to have good future. Before they teach the awliya how they teach you to find Allah Almighty, that there is no future for you. Don't think you have a future. You are in between, your life is between two readings. If two blood, if it is entering, there is nothing in your hand to bring it out. It is in the hand of Allah. If you kept it, finish, you finish. This is your future. Or if your blood coming out, who is making it to go back? Allah. Or if you catch it, finish. This is life. Like this awliya teaching. This is your future. And for this Rasulullah, he said, Zuf to Akhirah, as if just now you are going to die. Because no one can be sure that he is going to be to survive. This is in the hand of Allah Almighty. No one from the teaching how to find Rasulullah, how to find Allah Almighty, not to think that you are going to live for another 1 second. If you are in Fatiha in prayer, don't think I am going to ruku'. If you make this, that I am going to ruku', then you are out of the prayer. Finish. It's not acceptable by Allah Almighty. Because you are making for yourself as if you know you are going to live until you are going to reach to ruku'. From where you got this knowledge, Allah will tell you. One big awliya, he built, he is in India. Sayyidina Abdullah al-Dahlawi. But one of our grand sheikh in Naqshbandila, and also in Qadiri, Rifa'i, Chisti, he is big sheikh, Imam. Imam of 40 ways. He built a golden palace for the Holy Quran. And making a room all from gold, he was very rich. For putting in it the Holy Quran on a golden table, and whenever he wants to enter to recite Holy Quran, he will shower himself with a new wudu, pray to Raka'at, then enter into the room to read the Holy Quran. Once, as usual, he is doing, coming to recite, the Holy Quran was talking to him. Oh, oppressor! Go and repent before you touch me. And this big awliya, grand sheikh, sultan of awliya at this time. What I did, he was thinking. Then he was thinking, he didn't say anything which is against the will of Allah Almighty. And still the Holy Quran calling him, go and repent and then come and touch me, recite. Don't touch me without repenting to Allah Almighty. Ask Tawbah. Then he used the miraculous power which is dressed by Allah Almighty to him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he was by the Nafas al-Qudsi. What do you say Nafas al-Qudsi?
Holy Spirit.
Holy?
Holy Spirit.
Spirit. Holy Spirit?
Yeah, Spirit.
Spirit or Spirit?
Yeah, Spirit.
Nafs al-Qudsi. By the Holy, breathe, by Holy Spirit, he was entering into his heart to see what he did. He saw that from less than one blink of an eye to another, he was thinking, I want to do this thing. Allah Almighty doesn't accept from Tul al-Aman. What is Tul al-Aman?
Making something I will do tomorrow.
Hey, what is your language?
In this Melanam. That's the Melanam. The Vishetan and Sayon, without Allah, the Natamilama, Nan, either Sayon, the Tarahan.
Like this, Allah didn't accept. The one who wants to find Allah Almighty and to find Rasulullah, the awliya, the shaykh, will make you in seclusions until you will have no more to think from one second to another second. In every second, now I am going to meet Allah Almighty. Now I am going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this. And for this, if you build your love to Allah Almighty and Rasulullah, then Allah will love you. If you follow Rasulullah, Allah will love you and will bless you by all maqams to find Allah Almighty and to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إلى شرف النبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وصحبه حضرة إسلامنا وأستاذ الإسلام الصديق من الفاتحة.
Thank you.